Magic Ballerina, Rosa and the Secret Princess by Darcy Bustle, read by Helen Lacey. Rosa ran up the steps to the old front door and turned the brass handle. She liked to get to Madame Zaza's ballet school early so she could warm up before class, and today was particularly special because it was her first day back after the summer holidays. She couldn't wait for the classes to start again. Hurrying to the changing rooms, she put on her pink leotard. Over the summer, she had made a new friend, Olivia, who was going to be starting at the ballet school that very day. Rosa had arranged to meet her before class to show her around. She was really looking forward to it. It was going to be very different this term, she thought. Several of the older girls who had been in her class had moved up into another group. Rosa was going to miss them, particularly her friend Delphi. At the end of last term, Delphi had given Rosa a pair of red ballet shoes that didn't fit her any longer. They were very old and the leather was very soft. Now Rosa took them out of her bag and put them on, crossing the ribbons neatly over her ankles and tying them firmly. They fitted perfectly. When Delphi had given her the shoes, she had said something odd, something about, "Watch out for King Rat." Rosa didn't have a clue what she meant by that. And the few times she had seen Delphi in the summer, the dark-haired girl had refused to tell her. She had just kept smiling mysteriously and saying that the ballet shoes were very special. And indeed, Rosa loved them and couldn't wait to start dancing. Going over to the mirror, she fixed her long white blonde hair into a bun. Then she put on her favourite hair clip before leaving the changing rooms to go to the ballet studio. She wished she could come to classes every day. When I'm older, I will, she thought. She was determined she was going to be a ballerina, just like her mum had once been.